Ebersole studied us through slightly narrowed eyes. Then he asked, "Exactly when did you put this so-called peace sign on the backs of your jackets, young fellows?" This time, Nate didn't lie. I knew him well enough by then to know it must have hurt, but he did it like a champ. September. That was it for Deary. He went nuclear, is how my own kids might express it, only that wouldn't be accurate. Deary went Donald Duck. He didn't quite jump up and down, flapping his arms and going quack, 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 like Donald does when he's mad. But he did give a howl of outrage and smacked his mottled forehead with the heels of his palms. Ebersole stilled him again, this time by gripping his arm. "Who are you?" Ebersole asked me, more curt than courteous by now. "Pete Riley. I put a peace sign on the back of my jacket because I like the look of Stokes. Also to show I've got some big questions about what we're doing over there in Vietnam." Deary pulled away from Ebersole. His chin was thrust out, his lips pulled back enough to show a complete set of teeth. "Helping our allies is what we're doing, you doofus," he shouted. "If you're too stupid to see that on your own, I suggest you take Colonel Anderson's intro military history class. Or maybe you're just another chicken guts who won't..."
"Hush, Mr. Dearborn," Dean Gerritsen said.
His quiet was somehow louder than Deary's shouting.
"This is not the place for a foreign policy debate, nor is it the time for personal aspersions. Quite the contrary."
Deary dropped his burning face, studied the floor, and began to gnaw at his own lips.
"And when, Mr. Riley, did you put the peace sign symbol on your jacket?" Ebersole asked.
His voice remained courteous, but there was an ugly look in his eyes. He knew by then, I think, that Stoke was going to squiggle away, and Ebersole was very unhappy about that. Deary was small change next to this guy, who was in 1966 a new type on the college campuses of America. "Times call the men," Lao Tzu said. And the late 60s called Charles Ebersole. He wasn't an educator. He was an enforcer, minoring in public relations.
"Don't lie to me," his eyes said. "Don't lie to me, Riley, because if you do and I find out, I'll turn you into salad."